You're listening to Radio Hangar Aviation Talk, powered by AI, fueled by passion. Hey everybody, welcome back to Traffic Pattern. I'm Pattern, and today we are tackling one of those topics that trips up students on check rides way more often than it should. We're talking about ATIS, AWOS, and ASOS. Three different weather reporting systems, three different acronyms, and a whole lot of confusion about which one to listen to, when to listen, and how much you should actually trust what you're hearing. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Understanding these systems isn't just about memorizing definitions for the oral exam. It's about knowing where your weather information is actually coming from and what its limitations are. Because on a marginal VFR day, that knowledge could be the difference between a good decision and a bad one. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that? Private pilot? Instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. aviationsoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together, starting with the basics, ATIS. That stands for Automatic Terminal Information Service. Now, despite the word automatic in the name, ATIS is actually the most human-touched of the three. At towered airports, someone, usually a controller or in some cases automated software, that a human reviews, records a broadcast that includes the current weather observation, active runways, approaches in use, NOTAMs, and any other information a pilot needs for arrival or departure. Each ATIS broadcast gets a letter identifier, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and so on. When you contact approach or ground, you tell them which letter you have so they know you're working with current information. If you say you have information Golf and they're already on hotel, they know you're one revision behind and they'll update you. Here's the key thing about ATIS. It's updated roughly once an hour or whenever conditions change significantly. So the weather you're hearing might be up to an hour old. That's usually fine on a clear day, but when conditions are moving fast, that's something to keep in the back of your mind. Now, let's talk about AWOS. That's the Automated Weather Observing System. Notice the word automated. There's no human in the loop here. AWOS is a collection of sensors at the airport that measure things like wind speed and direction, temperature, dew point, altimeter setting, and depending on the level of the system, visibility and cloud heights. And this is where it gets interesting, because not all AWOS stations are created equal. There are different levels. AWOS A, the most basic, gives you only altimeter setting. That's it. AWOS 1 gives you altimeter, wind, temperature, dew point, and density altitude. AWOS 2 adds visibility to everything. AWOS 1 reports. AWOS 3 adds cloud ceiling and sky condition on top of that. And there's a variant called AWOS 3PT that also includes precipitation type identification and a thunderstorm detection capability. So if you're looking at a chart supplement and you see AWOS 1 listed for a field, you need to understand that station cannot tell you about visibility or ceilings. It physically doesn't have those sensors. That's a big deal if you're planning to land there on a hazy day. Now, AOSOS, the Automated Surface Observing System. This is the gold standard of automated weather. AOSOS is jointly maintained by the National Weather Service, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and the Department of Defense. It measures everything AWOS 3 does, and then some full wind data visibility out to 10 statute miles, cloud layers up to 12,000 feet, temperature, dew point, altimeter setting, precipitation type, and accumulation. And it even detects freezing rain and thunderstorms. AOSOS reports are updated every minute, every single minute. And here's a really important detail. AOSOS generates the official weather observations you see as METARs. When you pull up a METAR for a field with AOSOS, that data came straight from those sensors, but here's the part that matters most for real-world flying. Both AWOS and AOSOS are machines. They are sensor packages bolted to poles near the runway, and machines have limitations. Let me give you a scenario. You're flying across country, and your destination has an ASOS reporting clear skies and 10 miles visibility. You're feeling great. But as you get closer, you notice a broken layer of clouds sitting about 800 feet above the field, right off to the west side of the airport. The ASOS sensor is pointed straight up. It detects clouds by measuring laser reflections directly overhead. If that cloud layer hasn't drifted over the sensor yet, the system doesn't know it's there. This happens more often than people think, especially with fast-moving weather. The system might say few clouds at 4,500 feet when there's a solid layer building just 2 miles away. It's not wrong, it's reporting exactly what's above its sensor. But it doesn't see the big picture the way a human observer can. Same thing with visibility. ASOS measures visibility using a light source and a sensor that detects how much light scatters. It's measuring conditions in one tiny spot on the airport. If there's a fog bank sitting over the approach end of the runway, but the ASOS is midfield in clear air, it might report 5 miles visibility while the approach end is sitting in quarter-mile fog. This is why at larger airports you'll sometimes see what's called an augmented ASOS. That means a trained weather observer is on duty to supplement the automated report. They can look out the window, see that fog bank, and add remarks or override the automated data. When you see a METAR with remarks like visibility 2 variable to 5, that's often a human observer adding context the machine missed. So which one do you trust? Here's my honest answer. Trust all of them as starting points, but understand what each one can and can't tell you. ADIS gives you the most context because it includes operational information along with weather. A human reviewed it, but it might be up to an hour old. ASOS gives you the most current automated data, updated every minute, and it feeds the official METARs. It's highly reliable for what it measures, but remember, it's measuring conditions at one single point on the field. AWAS is perfectly good at the airports where it's installed, but pay attention to what level it is. If it's AWAS 1, you're not getting visibility or ceiling data, and you need to get that information somewhere else. For the check ride, the examiner is looking for you to know three things. 1. What each system actually reports and the differences between them. 2. The limitations of automated systems, especially the single-point measurement issue. And 3. How you'd use this information in your pre-flight planning and in-flight decision-making. A really sharp answer on the oral goes something like this. You explain that you'd check the METAR, which comes from ASOS during pre-flight planning. You'd listen to ATIS on the way in to get the full picture, including runway assignments. And you'd supplement all of that with pilot reports, or PIREPs, and your own eyeballs looking out the window. Because no automated system replaces what you can actually see. One more practical tip before we wrap up. When you're on a cross-country and you're monitoring weather at your destination, you can listen to AWAS and ASOS frequencies while you're still en route. Most of them broadcast on a VHF frequency listed in the chart supplement. You can also call flight service for the latest observation. But here's what I want you to remember. If what you're hearing on the radio doesn't match what you're seeing through the windscreen, trust your eyes. The sensors report data from a fixed point. You're seeing the real world in three dimensions. Be the pilot who gathers all the information, understands its limitations, and then makes a decision. That's good, airmanship. All right, that's going to do it for this one. Today's segment drew on material from the FAA's Aeronautical Information Manual, the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, and advisory circulars on automated weather reporting systems. As always, when in doubt, go straight to the source documents. Quick reminder that Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast, built by pilots who care about making aviation education accessible to everyone. You can find more segments, show notes, and all our episodes at radiohangar.com. Fly smart out there, folks. Listen to the weather, but more importantly, understand the weather. I'll see you next time on Traffic Pattern, Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.